It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The California legislature has passed a bill that would ban interruptions to cell phone or wireless service without a court order. As Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, the measure comes in response to a controversy last year involving transit officials in San Francisco.
Last year, protesters at a Bay Area Rapid Transit subway station in downtown San Francisco discovered they suddenly didn't have any cell phone service. BART officials concerned about the protest had cut it off. That move sparked wider protest, and it also prompted a bill from Democratic State Senator Alex Padilla.
There's laws in the books that speak exactly to that, but unfortunately those laws in the books have not kept up with technology.
Current law requires a court order to shut down conventional phone service. Padilla would extend that same requirement to cell phone or wireless internet service.
The ability to maintain communications is paramount, and the threshold for deserving that court order to shut down service needs to be maintained.
The bill passed without any no votes. It now heads to the desk of Governor Jerry Brown. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California State Controller John Chung says July revenues are $475 million below projections. Chung says both personal income and corporate taxes were up, but sales taxes were down, and he calls those numbers disappointing. But Republican Senator Tom Harmon views the situation more gravely.
It looks like the state is, you know, approaching a situation where we're going to be out of cash very shortly, and I'm very concerned about it.
As of July 31st, cash deficits totaled $18 billion and are being covered with temporary loans from special funds. Governor Jerry Brown's finance department, however, is more optimistic. It expects additional revenues soon, including about $260 million that should have gone into the general fund in July. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Brell.